This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
This is Mission Control Houston. We appear to have a good first stage at this point.
Well, there we have it, folks. That was the third Apollo 13 mission. So save this tape and don't go over it because this is a very important tape.
35 years ago, future filmmaker Kiva Rosenfeld recorded the Apollo 13 liftoff from his family television set. That old tape was among the many things he found in the home of his parents, who recently died. He and his sister Rachel spent months cleaning out the old home, preparing it for an estate sale. Here's Kiva Rosenfeld's story, which he calls Stuff.
This is trash. Here. What about these magazines, like Hadassah? Can't we throw these out, or should we save them?
Throw them out.
We waited 8 months before we did anything. My parents' home was already paid for, and we let it sit, just like my mom left it, until we were ready.
I mean, it's just amazing how much stuff is in this house. It scares me.
All four bedrooms, the garage and the attic, were filled with 45 years of living.
Oh my God.
The big stuff was easy for the family to divvy up. The stereo, the TV, the family car. It was the small stuff that took all the time. My mother saved everything, so we went through everything. Every closet and bookshelf, every drawer, every pocket, in search of some forgotten treasure. It became part archaeology and part waste management.
I just found my childhood teddy bear. And he still squeaks. That's what is amazing. He's 40 years old. He's as old as me. Look at his little arms move and his legs move. I can't believe he still actually squeaks. I really can't.
I found an old tape I made of my sister singing.
La, 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 la.
I also got to hear my mother's voice when she was young.
And here's Kiva on the piano.
The task seemed endless. There were scores of half-finished needlepoint projects, old postage stamps, and hundreds of newspaper clippings. One article stuffed in the filing cabinet was called Conquering Clutter.
Here's Dad catching a fish. Mom and Dad. Mom and Dad. Okay, I can't stop and look at pictures. I think that's not a good idea.
We could barely make it through a box of family photos. I needed help. Someone with experience to get us through this. My sister Rachel just wanted to put off having the sale.
Oh my God, this is my book, Charlie Chocolate Factory. To Rachel, see, look. Now I would have let this go.
To Rachel, on her 9th birthday, love, Dad.
Okay, this is a prime example. I would have just let this go in the estate sale. And you know, if I would have missed this, how sad I would have been?
How would you have known?
I wouldn't have, but what I'm saying is, you know, we're just going through stuff so quickly.
I know. So you delay it another month.
Right. We can't go back once we say, take all of our stuff.
Yeah.
You know? Are you going to kill me?
No, I wasn't going to kill my sister. We spent another month browsing and sorting through family keepsakes. And then, heaven sent, I found Lou Gonzalez.
Now, let's talk about the living room. Let's talk about the window treatments.
You can sell those?
Yes, I sell everything.
Lou's in the business of holding estate sales.
The tables are going?
Yes.
The piano, the baby grand?
Well, I'm not sure if it's working.
It doesn't matter. I have a piano guy.
She takes 40% of what she sells. She promised to clear out the house wall to wall. That seemed like a bargain.
Now clothes. Do not throw away anything.
Lou would organize all the contents of the house, advertise the sale, hire a staff, and act as cashier.
What about these cabinets? Yes, no?
Take it, everything.
She went to work, evaluating every item left in the house.
My job, Kiva, is to get the most amount of money I can from your merchandise. I am going to sell like you can't believe. And sometimes it's a bad call. I might be left with that piano. Now that's going to hurt me.
Though she never met my parents, Lou came to know and maybe even understand them quite well.
Your mother had great pots and pans. Did you know that? She didn't like to spend her money on furniture, her decor. You got sheet music. A very educated house. I mean, the books, the music, the instruments. That's where the money went. Not in the furniture, not in the sterling. Which is okay.
I've never been to an estate sale before, yet alone hold one. And like most things in life that you do for the first time, leave home, get a job, lose your virginity, I was winging it.
There's no place like home, especially today.
The home of all my childhood memories suddenly became a boutique store. Everything in it had a price. Things that should have had no value to anyone else suddenly had closeout stickers on them. Strangers would walk through my old bedroom, pick up something, look at it, put it back down, and then walk away. It was oddly insulting, them not wanting the thing that I didn't want. I stayed for about 20 minutes and left the rest of the sale to Lou.
All this totals 4,443. I think you did well considering what you had.
It's remarkable to see how quickly you can dismantle the traces of a life. A huge construction dumpster parked in the driveway was overflowing with stuff my parents had stayed.
All that trash came out of the house. It's in the dumpster, you know. Did you look at it? Isn't it amazing?
It's amazing.
But Kiva, we all have it, don't we, Linda?
Yes, we do.
We all have it. But your parents lived through the Depression. They don't let go of things.
Even if you didn't live through the Depression, it's hard to let go of things. The house was finally empty. Miraculously, everything was gone, except for my mom's piano. It was too difficult to move, so we left it in the center of the room. As I walked through the house, I could hear an echo.
And now, Mom in the background is playing Midnight Cowboy because she's taking lessons, and here she is.
I realize now that I don't need any of my parents' stuff to hold on to their memory, because the best part of who they are is already inside me and very much alive.
A radio story, Stuff, by Kiva Rosenfeld. His ensemble film, 20 Bucks, has just been re-released on DVD, and there's a photo essay of the home where he grew up at our website, npr.org.